Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, March 29th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Ithaca, New York. Today we got a diary from Xavier about how to improve Bash forensics, in particular with a right use of the history file. Now, attackers may get rid of history files in order to hide their traces, but if not, there's quite a bit of things that you can do with the history file. For example, you can also get timestamps of the commands, not just the commands itself. And if you are afraid of the history file getting deleted by an attacker or disabled, which is certainly quite common, there's also an option where you can save the history to syslog, which of course then can be saved on an external syslog server, and then the attacker hopefully no longer has access to those commands once they have been sent off. So pretty neat for Unix people here to take a look at this and to improve the capabilities of your system. And after Apple released iOS 9.3 last week, some users reported issues with activating iOS. In particular, this appeared to affect certain older devices. Apple now has released two different updates to iOS 9.3. One was released late last week, in particular for some GSM iPad 2s, and another one was released on Monday today in order to fix the remaining devices. So if you had any issues after iOS 9.3, or if you held off on updating to iOS 9.3, you can give it a try now and see if this latest version of iOS will fix your problems. Now, earlier today when I was teaching our defending web application class, I talked about insufficient authentication, and I told the class, well, if you're never prompted for username or password, something is probably wrong with the application. That's also true for mobile application. Apparently an app by the name of Truecaller just had this issue. Truecaller is an application for Android that allows you to automatically block junk calls and spammers, essentially by consulting a database that has a list of phone numbers that are typically used as the originating phone number by these kind of calls. Now, initially when you sign up, you have to provide things like your phone number and email address and the like, but then it never prompts you for a username or password again after you installed it. Apparently only the IMEI of the phone, which is essentially a serial number, is being used in order to identify the user, and by connecting directly to Truecaller, just sending a random IMEI, you'll be able to then have access to that user's personal information. So overall, a very classic flaw in the sense that a predictable piece of data, like here the IMEI, is being used to authenticate the user. You typically cannot log in as a very specific user because you usually don't know their IMEI, but you can just essentially scan for all users until you find the right one. The application has been updated, and as soon as you update it, you will now be able to use a username and a password, and your data is protected. However, if you don't update your application, the old way of accessing the data will still work and your data will remain exposed. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are that if you receive a traffic ticket in the email, that you are somewhat suspicious, because typically traffic tickets are not sent via email. But a new piece of mobile malware is making these kind of traffic tickets more believable. This particular mobile malware uses the user's GPS in order to figure out where a particular user was at a particular time, and then sends a traffic ticket via email that will mention this particular location and time as the location where the offense happened. A sample email was posted on a website of a police department in Pennsylvania. They just sort of posted the text part. It's not really clear if there is a payment expected, has payment information. It makes reference to an image, so it's possible that the final outcome here is that you open some kind of malicious attachment. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.